Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Maddie, have you ever been to New York?
Yeah.
New York?
New York?
New York.
New York.
New York.
New York?
New York.
New York. Newark. Is it in New York?
Nueva York.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love. Do, 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 do. Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes. Let's love.
I gotta say, this was the first time I can actually easily see the confusion here.
I'm wondering, did the name Newark, New Jersey just happen because someone heard New York really quickly and named it Newark?
Newark. Newark.
This makes sense.
I don't think this was as big as Newark.
They Newark. Are giving us Newark. So much t-shirt material.
Listen. Newark. Newark.
Newark. Fair.
It almost feels like you're saying like it backwards, like the little dwarf in Twin Peaks.
I don't
Newark.
New York.
New York. It's close.
New York.
In New York. In New York. New York. The Y and the W are very close. No one gives a shit about this.
You know what? I do. For once, I actually give a shit about something grammatical you said.
Y'all, we're in a hotel room. This is reality gaze.
This is reality gaze.
We're in a hotel room in D.C. After our live show here in D.C. talking about Seeking Sister Wife with our guest Mary Payne. We had a great time.
Great time. That's we met- Poodle. I'm Maddie, and I'm on my second French 75.
It's not a French 75.
Well, it's the same. It's the hotel's version.
It's not a French 75. It's got Grand Marnier in it.
Yeah. It's got gin. That's all I care about. That's all I care about.
It was their B75.
Yeah. This is Happily Ever After, Season 8, Episode 4, The Boy Who Cried Divorce.
Y'all, we're having a blast on the road.
We really are. We're
traveling
having a good time.
Has not been...
Oh, no. We need Ashley for that. We need to contact. Maybe we should pay Ashley to do some spells for our
traveling. Has not been kind. The shows have been great.
The retrograde ends at the end of April. So we only have
what?
You didn't know that? Yeah, it's a whole month. So when we travel to Columbus and Columbus and
the tour is canceled until the end of April. I'm not fucking with this, y'all.
Caitlin will kill us if we don't go to Toronto. She'll kill us.
We had a 13-hour delay for our flight out of LAX to Boston.
It was a lot. When I say it was a lot,
I started to lose touch with reality. I didn't think I was. It's like that Stephen King novella, The Langoliers. You don't know if you're actually in the world people have left.
Yes, but we've got to go to Toronto. Caitlin, Andrea, the Casses. We have too many sissies that are depending on us to go to Canada. But I am terrified to go to another country during a Mercury retrograde.
Are we going to Toronto in April?
Yes. We're going to Toronto in 2 weeks.
And y'all, my nose won't stop bleeding because of all the flights.
No one cares.
No one gives a shit.
But you're going to have to hear it. Oh, y'all, by the way.
Excuse me.
We're trying to be better.
I'm a broke down palace today.
We have contacted our TeePublic merch people because now they just finally emailed us and said, hey, are you doing fucking anything on this? We'll literally make the designs for you. So we have a couple of new shirts coming out, and I've just emailed them this morning about a Literamente shirt.
It needs to have, please contact them. It needs to have an upside down exclamation point and one at the other end. Well, I don't know why you don't consult me.
Can you send me pictures before we discuss it?
I need to be consulted on every design.
Yeah, that's why.
Because I'm the only one who knows how it should be. Y'all, I'm tired because I've been literally carrying the lion's share of our live shows.
To your credit, you won't give it to me.
That's
not true. I ask you repeatedly, do you need help? And you give me things that take me 3 minutes to do. That is for an executive assistant.
But I think fine. You'll do those fine.
You care way more about the script. I say this is love. I don't want to sit here for 3 hours and argue with you about a script for a live show in D.C. I'd rather you just do it, and then you give me the script, and I show up. It's fine for me.
It's the preferred way of working.
But you know what? You worked all day yesterday. Me? I went to the Postal Museum in D.C. I took a tour. I saw all these stamps. I sent my friends postcards.
Wait, there's a Postal Museum?
Yes, I loved it. It's right by Union Station. I did a tour of Union Station and saw the history of Union Station.
You did all this?
I did all this while you were fucking working. I'm having the tour for me is a lap of luxury while you're in here just sitting here working.
You know what tour would be if I gave you the chance?
I just say, I get it. It's your baby. I let you do it because I don't want to fight with you on. That is part of a good partnership.
Let me know if you want me to stop doing it, y'all, because I'll just stop. The tour will just be us just sitting there looking at each other on stage.
I think part of a good business partnership is realizing, do I care about this more than they do? And I don't. So you do it. It's fine. But I'm always here to help if you need me.
Thank you.
Also need to wear more pink. That shirt looks good on
you.
That was
thank
given
you.
To us by, it says Kansas City.
Kansas City, like Ryan
given
Gosling.
Given to us by a city, sissy.
Y'all, the live show tour is in full swing.
Full swing.
We had a great show in Boston, fantastic show in New York, great show in D.C. We'll never be going to that venue again.
The people were nice, but they weren't fully prepared. But it was beautiful.
There was no full bar.
Mary Payne was great. Also, Mary Payne's daughter was wonderful because she embarrassed Mary Payne. It was wonderful. She got drunk. It was great. Joey and Ellen from I Think Not were so fantastic on our New York show. We just, it really is. You know, my favorite part of the live shows are actually not the performing, it's meeting people. That's literally my favorite part.
Yeah, you're fucked up that way.
But it's wonderful.
I enjoy meeting people.
No, I know. You enjoy hugging our little sissies now.
I don't know if I'd say enjoy. I'm getting used to it.
Also, a night that changed my life, and I rewatched the video, and I did it. Sissy Brittany taught me how to twerk, and I'm going to practice. She gave me the rundown.
I tried to do it, but it hurt my lower back.
I think you can do it because you're freaky deaky in bed, and I believe in you.
Well, my back was tired, and
right now is not the time.
I know. It kind of seized up a little bit.
You need to learn to twerk after you go to the chiropractor and then Pilates and massage, and then you'll be loosened up. But if it's true about what you talk about, what you do in the bedroom, you can twerk.
I am gifted that way.
So it was wonderful meeting y'all. Sorry, Poodle's going to be blowing his nose.
Sorry,
it's just gonna
I'm so awful. I really do apologize.
It was wonderful to meet. And it's also not only wonderful to meet sissies, but it's wonderful. We saw Amy Archer and Amanda from Little Miss Recap. It's wonderful to meet these people that are now not just colleagues, but are our friends. It's great.
And I think it's good to see the people we'd seen previously. Like we asked, is this your show? So there was a woman in New York, I believe, who had been to 4 live shows before.
Yeah.
And that's at one point I'm just like, so I guess this is real.
Yes. And like,
I just have a moment. And I would just want to say thank you for that. Still, every time I see a tattoo t-shirt that we have with the guy,
we met the sissy with the KGQ tattoo.
Yes.
Too.
But every time I see my face on a tattooed shirt, I just go, is this a simulation? It just
Dylan did a great job. They look kind of realistic.
They do.
Yeah. So he's a great tattoo artist.
But y'all, our shirts that were the shirts of the If You Can Dream It tour are so detailed. They're going to become collector's items, I'm sure.
Collector's
items.
When we're dead. Yeah.
When we get spectacularly canceled.
That will happen. Shout out again to our sissy Robin, who this last feeder didn't have a merch seller. And it's less about making money.
I only confirmed 4 times.
It's more about y'all getting to buy a shirt and have the experience or poster that we sign. And Sissy Robin jumped in at the last minute.
Thank you, Robin.
She also asked for a W-2 at this point, because every time she comes to a live show, we make her do shit.
Don't bring the tax man into this. We don't know her.
It's really, you know what's cool now? Is like there's some sissy to talk. Like, we're meeting these people that we talk to and that have been to the shows continuously.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say what you just said again, but I have to say it. We kind of don't believe it.
Yeah.
We really don't.
I still don't believe it, but I'm getting close to
even in the Boston
appreciating
show,
it.
You looked at me and said, are these people really out here for us? And I'm like, I know, I don't believe that
every single time, y'all, we have
it's
a
really
thought
cool.
about that. And I'm just, and we're still bowled over by stories you tell us, and that we don't take anything for granted when you say that that we helped you through something, or you were a big part of your day, or it's that we mean something to you because of X. We don't take that for granted at all.
No.
So please don't think that we do, and don't think that what you need to tell us means less.
That's why we do the podcast on days like today. When we're a little tired, we'd love to have the day off. That's not the case.
I'm in a food coma right now, and I'm like 2 champagnes in.
It's great. So we're going to do
this. Because I'm going to fly for 6 hours after this.
Yeah, you're flying. I'm going to go stay the night with Mary Payne and get wine drunk at her country club. And I'm very excited to spend a night at Mary Payne's
house.
You're
going to hear lots of stories about country club bitches.
Mary Payne said, we've been cleaning for 3 days and my family hates me. Because you know how it is when you go to a southern person's house.
Oh, yeah. You got
to
have a really
Remember
clean house.
Remember how I was when we
were
company?
You're judgmental.
I am, y'all, if you come to my house, Poodle remembers. He was my roommate.
Remember, you're judgmental as fuck.
Remember when my mother came to visit, how crazy I was about
that
cleaning?
That was insane.
Oh, anyway, let's jump into it. Any other announcements?
I feel
Poots?
Like there was.
We want to tell our people we're going to be doing an hour-long YouTube live in April.
Yes.
That'll be coming up. Again, we're trying to get everything out. There is not a video to this Happily Ever After, mainly because the lighting's not great in Poodle's Hotel, and we're not filming a video without good lighting.
Yeah.
Because Christina will shade us, and we'll look old.
And I look like Gollum today.
So, but we will be doing a video video of The Single Life, Tell All, Part 5, which I'm here for. Y'all, we will say this. So in our New York City show, our friend, or not, well, I say friend, we're becoming friends, but Nicole, who does PR for TLC, we were like, Single Life has been so good. And she just looked at me and she said, I don't know where we find these people.
From Love in Paradise.
Get ready for Love in fucking Paradise. So y'all.
Love in Paradise.
It's going to be fucking amazing. Matt Sharp is just like, I feel like he's one of those guys right now where you have an orgasm. And then he said, after like 5 minutes, he goes, oh, I'm not done. And he sucks your dick again. And you didn't think you could semen for the fourth time, but you're going to.
One time a guy. This is too much information, where I had come for like the second time and he went, we're not done.
Oh, wow. And he just tied you up.
And I went, I'm not good with this. But like 10 seconds later, I was good with it.
And then like the next day, your balls were kind of achy from like doing it so much.
They always are. I'm sorry. I go out there and I play every game. Leave nothing on the field.
Can we start the show? Do we have any other announcements? I think that's it, right?
Solo Sissies, sorry some of you in New York did not get your stickers. That theater did not allow stickers during the performance because people could stick them on the walls.
Might be happening more. So
we're going to try to figure out a way to get buttons as well.
Because they said buttons would be fine. If we do buttons, though, you've got to hand them back.
Y'all, because we're not buying 1,000 buttons.
They're not as cheap as stickers. I'm going to email Sissy Alyssa today, who made the stickers, and see if we can get those.
So I think we can move on to talking about who's the first person we're talking about.
We're going
to
talk about Ashley Manuel. Let's talk about it.
Ave Maria, gracia plena.
I love it when Ashley says, the Catholic Church is hella foreign to me. And I went, that's fair.
Okay, I don't believe. She's like, what's that book over there?
Bitch, you know it's the Bible.
This is.
Look, I can't believe, and maybe this is part of stereotypical, but we were just talking about this with a sissy who taught me to twerk, actually. Religion is such an integral part of Black culture in America, period. So maybe there are circumstances, but I can't believe that someone who is a Black woman in America.
She's raised in the North.
Maybe because I'm from the South.
However, I also want to tell her, if you like your religion with magic, Catholicism is for you.
Kyle from Craig Cray was saying it, and he is right.
I don't get why she's like, this is so foreign to me. The wine becomes blood. Sprinkle water on you and you're blessed.
You're blessed.
What? I don't understand why she thinks it's so foreign. That's why I think this is bullshit. And I'm going to say this. I think she's extremely close-minded here. To be someone who wants to be, who hopes that Manuel and everyone she meets is open-minded.
I feel like there's a little bit of conflation, meaning that it's almost as if Ashley is conflict. Look, we can tell, like, I love that Ashley. Again, y'all, I've already said this. I'd be friends with that bitch, hardcore. But I love that she's really promotes LGBT people. They have the flag on the front of their house. But it's almost like she's conflating, like, someone. Don't knock off the recorder.
I'm literally just trying to get comfortable.
I know you're trying to get comfortable, but I'm trying to deal with, we've got a plug in here. And I don't have a coffee table to put this sound thing on. So if it falls and the recording shuts off, it's your fault. I'm not going to be blamed.
You never take the blame, do you?
Yeah. But what I was going to say, it's almost as if she is conflating like
all
almost
religion.
Like a human identity, like a sexual or a gender identity with, I'm confused. Is being a bruja, is being a witch a job, or is it your identity? Because I would argue and say, it's your job.
This whole...
I'm a podcaster, but my identity is a gay man.
This whole thing is so fucking stupid. She could say, the thing is, she wants to be known as a witch because she loves the reactions it gets out of people. And the problem is, she wants to carry on this reaction with Manuel's family, who he hasn't seen in a while, and she doesn't know. And she thinks it's okay. This is also American privilege. This is, I can be American. No one's going to tell me I can't be me. Which we see with Emily. We see with Nicole this time. Mm-hmm. I can do anything I want. I'm not going to not be me. The thing is,
I'm gonna
y'all,
stop
let,
you
let
there.
Me finish.
I think Emily's not as bad as Nicole and Ashley, though.
I agree. But the thing about it is, this American privilege of thinking, well, I don't have to hide who I am. But you are with someone from a different culture who is trying to meet you halfway.
It's also this idea.
But he's trying to let her understand his religion.
He is. I actually thought of, y'all get ready. I want to talk about Barbara Streisand's book again, because I'm still listening to it, because I listen to it when I have time. So it's, I think I have like 15 hours left now. I'm getting there.
Shocker.
But she just did a chapter about, I did not know this. I didn't know that Barbara Streisand wanted to make a film for years of The Normal Heart. Written by Larry Kramer.
Larry Kramer.
Who, if you don't know a lot about, they made this television show several years ago, but if you don't know a lot about Larry Kramer, he was in ACT UP, a huge gay advocate. He's dead now.
Activist, not advocate.
Activist, thank you. That's what I meant. He's also a raging asshole.
Yeah.
And is known for being very angry with his activism. But I didn't.
Well, it was needed that at the time, yes, that he was doing it.
It was needed in the 80s. But did you know Barbara Streisand wanted to make this movie in 1986?
Wow.
She said, and she said no, the play, and she sobbed. And you know, a lot of you don't know this, but it even meant more to her as she got older, because Barbara Streisand's son is gay. Yeah. And
Jason Gould.
Who just has a new music album out, actually.
Wow.
But she was so emphatic. But the reason they fought it is that the normal... he wanted the movie to start with this gay orgy scene. And so it's, and I don't know, maybe this, I thought about Ashley, because Barbara said, I wanted to make a movie that appealed to everyone. And he fought me on this so much, saying that, but this is what gay men do. They have sex and orgies, and then they talk afterwards, which is true. But Barbara Streisand was trying to say, but I want to make a film that appeals not to gay people, but to straight people, that helps. If we start off with that,
yeah,
they'll walk out. They'll turn away.
Yeah.
But if we, and I bring, I'm not saying one is right. I'm saying there's this idea of, do we have to mute ourselves a little bit so that way people will like us?
It's a tough
because that's what I feel like is happening here.
Yeah, it shouldn't be a binary, but
agreed.
The to me, though, this isn't even a binary. This is one person who has been thrown into a completely different environment. And between Nicole and Mahmoud and Manuel and Ashley, the other person is given no kind of agency, and mm-hmm. how to, this idea of compromise doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be American because you're here. You're going to learn English because you're here.
And I'm wondering, the thing that we're missing out
that's
on...
that's a false binary.
Yeah, it's a false... But the thing that we're not seeing, I realized when I watched this episode, because we don't know the answer to this. Is Manuel refusing to understand her witchery, or is she not explaining it well?
No, that's not it.
But I don't think we know.
That's not it. No, I'll tell you what it is. This is what I said a minute ago. She could say she's a curandera. Or a someone who works with potions, someone who is a healer. She won't. She needs to say witch, because that, for her, produces a reaction for people that gives her the idea that she's unique and she's different.
Yeah. Come at us, witch sissies. I'm sure we have some.
We've litigated this.
And they've talked, but what
we've litigated this.
And some of them have talked about it.
No, we've talked about it.
Yeah.
And the point is, yes, they're taking back the term witch, but it's a very different thing with people from another country who don't understand it, who don't understand cultural contexts. And that's what she's expecting his relatives to do.
Yeah. When I watch someone,
it's a bridge too far.
I mean, I grew up in a generation where you had to kind of mute yourself a little bit to get in the club of other people. So then, and then you could kind of blossom into yourself after people were comfortable with you. I'm not saying that's the right way, but that's the way I grew up. So that's kind of the way I operate
but
in the world.
I'm saying that's not what's happening here.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. But Nicole is definitely trying to make it that way. Mm-hmm. Ashley is trying to make it that way. Emily, in some ways, is trying to say, I'm going to be me, because that's an American thing, is I'm going to be individual. I'm going to be me because this is my personality.
Mm-hmm.
But what you're actually doing is saying, regardless of how you behave, I'm going to take all your expectations and say, no,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to be me.
I think the only difference is, and what we saw this episode, and I'm going to push back on that, I don't think Emily is a good comparison.
Okay.
And the reason is because Kobe is on her same side.
That's okay.
Kobe agrees with her. He wants her to be her.
Let's take that out of the thing.
You're right, though. Where Nicole and Miss Mood and then Manuel and Ashley are on two different sides of the spectrum,
yeah,
and don't seem to see the other person's perspective,
no,
at all.
Yeah.
And
but this, I'm going to be me because how dare they dim my individual light? That's not what this is.
Well, the priest even tells her. So they go to Mass. They do the Mass. It actually made me miss Mass a little bit. Yeah. I'm not going back to church.
And there are a lot of people for Catholics, there's a level of familiarity that gives them something.
Keep with those poor people going to Mass, and there's this fucking light shining in the middle of them, because they were really, they were kind of harshly lit, so you could tell they probably put a big light.
Right.
They're trying to have Mass and watching this shit.
What I'm saying is, so she's like mugging the whole time, like she's never even seen anything like this,
mm-hmm,
which to me, I'm like, if you haven't, you've watched television, right?
I'm actually going to, depending on how she grew up, but at least in the... I remember, I had a lot of friends that were Protestant that would ask me to go to their church, and I would go. But when I asked them to come to my church, only one of my friends ever came.
Yeah.
Because they were so scared, and their families were taught to fear Catholicism.
Hmm.
So only my friend Sarah came.
This is a different situation,
but,
though.
But, you know, I was saying, like, no, but I bring that up that we don't know her backstory.
Yeah.
So maybe she is not familiar with Catholicism at all.
And she says, and a lot of my clients are people who've dealt with trauma related to the Catholic Church.
Mm-hmm.
And that's viable. But the thing about it is, and what she does say, this means a lot to my husband, so I'm going to go.
Yeah.
And it was funny. They're giving the peace, and she was like, she was confused about that, and I was just like, really?
Pache is not hard to understand in Spanish.
Pache in Italian.
I get it. It's, yeah, you know that means peace.
Yes,
peace be with you. But also too, this did the one friend that I did, or no, I had two friends that came to Mass, and they would always be like, why do y'all stand up, sit down, kneel? I'm like, Catholics are athletic. We move.
The point is, it feels a little, it's part of 90 Day and how we, now that Happily Ever After has happened, it's the other thing. The Americans are going through something for the first time that is kind of like weird and foreign.
The segment. I liked that she was seeing that. I thought, and I loved that, and I love that Miguel, the priest, I think Ashley called him a deacon.
Deacon Miguel.
But was he a deacon?
I don't know who it was. Yeah, that was how they labeled him.
Oh, we never had deacons in church, so we just had one priest. But
bigger churches have deacons.
Yeah, bigger. That's true. Deacon Miguel, who thankfully spoke fluent Spanish, so he was able to talk with Miguel. But I love that he laid it out, and he was like, yeah, this tarot and palm reading shit, That's playing God, and there's only one God. We don't do that.
Well, I think what he did say, it wasn't necessarily what she wanted to hear, or I don't think he said reading palms. He's like, stuff that makes people feel like they're equivalent to God. We don't really, that's not something we, but he did say, he's like, none of this stuff, most of the stuff you're talking about is not anti-Christian. or anti-Jesus.
But the kind of future reading things are.
Yeah, well, and that's, and Catholic dogma really does lean into that.
Yeah.
But what, to me, this could all, y'all, this could all be settled just by her saying, I'm not really a Bruja, I'm this.
Yeah.
And I really do believe this. Trying to make someone understand who you are with no context because you want to, quote, be you is never going to be productive.
And it's the same devil's advocate. Miguel is judgmental as fuck.
Oh, the deacon.
I'm sorry. Manuel is judgmental as fuck.
Okay.
I think Manuel's very judgmental. Like he says, she says a lot of stuff and he rolls his eyes.
Yeah.
So I do think that, like, again, that's a talk about the part that we're missing. We don't see how much she's actually tried to explain this to him. And is it that she's explained it and he's not listening?
I think he understands it.
But he judges it harshly.
Yeah.
And so I think that, no. So I do think, I agree with you, if she changed the language. But I still think he would judge it and still see Catholicism as superior to whatever she does. I think that's in him.
But do you understand the idea of having to go to a family who you don't have shared beliefs with?
I'm talking about something different.
Okay.
I understand that completely, but I also want to just say, devil's advocate, I don't think he's giving her a lot of, like, leniency or grace as far as trying to even understand it, because he rolls his eyes at it and think it's bullshit.
So what do you think they should do when they go see his family?
You know, I agree with you. I think that, but this is maybe, I think that she needs to have kind of a soft opening, so to speak,
yeah,
and maybe talk about what she is, but not put terms to it. As he said, it made me laugh so hard. She's like, what do you want me to do, Manuel? Do you want me to just, like, go and not tell them who I am and hide myself? And he went, yes.
Well, the
that's
thing
what
is,
I want you to do.
It's not about you, bitch.
No, it's not.
It's not. This is, without being mean, I wish he could say that. This is about him being reintroduced to people he hasn't seen in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to... Because here's the thing, regardless whether you think this or not, when you're meeting someone's family, you're on your best behavior because you're trying to be respectful.
Mm-hmm.
No one is, quote, who they are around meeting someone's family for the first time. If you are, you're being rude.
The first time Poodle meets someone's family, they're going to walk away and say, isn't he sweet?
Exactly.
That's not Poodle at all.
I'm just being realistic here.
Yeah.
If you show up and say, I'm a do me. Mm-hmm. I'm a do me.
No, I feel like there's a compromise in
there. There's this weird thing we have in this society about you only be yourself. Only because you're being untrue to yourself. If you don't always be yourself. But people have different contextual situations.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know where that person's coming from.
Yeah.
So listen instead of I'm a do me.
Well, they have more things to worry about because apparently they're going to the wrong state.
New York.
They're flying to New York City and they realize.
But the family's in Newark.
And I actually think that is a metaphor for how they communicate. That brings back why he doesn't fully understand her religion, I feel like they don't communicate on a deep level.
Yeah.
And because I feel like if that had been communicated, or Manuel's not, because he is the king of not telling her shit. So he probably is just now telling her I could see him saying literally on this car ride, oh, here's the address of where we're going, even though he got the text like 2 days ago from his family. So they're going to New York. In Ashley's defense, she's like, okay, fuck it. We're going to make it work. We're going to do it. Like she doesn't, Emily or Nicole would have yelled at this person, would have screamed.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if like Benny and Ari, like she was like, got it. Let's move on. Pivot. Let's fucking do it. So now they're going to Newark. They're going to New Jersey to meet his family. And she's like, I was nervous about meeting them. And he's like, yeah, don't be nervous. Just don't open your mouth.
I think, you know, that's not what he said.
He said think just think before
you open your mouth. Which I honestly think that's good advice.
Yes. And she's like, well, what do I say if someone's asked me I'm a witch? And he's like, bitch, no one's going to ask you if you're a witch.
That's why this whole thing is a farce. That's why everything feels low stakes to me here, because this is an absolute farce.
And I will watch it forever.
I just want to say, I don't know if it's production initiated and she's so good at perpetuating it, but she's not a dumb person.
No.
Ashley. And she is self-involved, but not so self-involved that she couldn't take a step back to understand that. Mm-hmm. That's why I think this is all falsified in some ways.
I love it and I will watch it forever.
Let me tell you what's not fake. And that's Nicole and Miss Mood. Y'all, I swear to God, my butthole clenches the entire time I watch these scenes. My sphincter is like, please, I don't want any more of this.
We need to do some type of meme of just their Chiron, of her standing there with that terrible hair and him just, I'm sorry, but this man is meant to be in drag. He's got the bone structure.
The wrists.
The wrists.
Oh.
Put this man in drag.
The eyebrows.
Yes.
Everything.
The facial.
Use his real eyebrows.
Yes. Yes.
And his bitch please expressions.
Yes.
All of them.
Those full lips.
Oh.
So, y'all.
Welcome to the main stage, Miss Mood. The name is already perfect. Miss Mood.
Miss Mood. It's really brilliant. Okay, so he's walking away from her at the pier.
Don't walk away.
I thought of that Patti Loveless song. I'm walking away, oh winner.
But he's not a winner and neither is she.
No, that's true. Yours is more appropriate.
So this is when he had seen the person in the hijab and someone...
And he even says, I just saw someone who was Muslim
in America. I saw someone who looked like home and it made me miss home. And she took that as this is the part where, you know, she lacks empathy when the empathy she's having before is fake empathy.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I just want him to do better. I just want him to blah, blah, blah. Because as soon as she sees him see another woman, it's not about his face lights up because she can't understand that that's something familiar. But she's so afraid of not being number one or being rejected by him, rejected by anyone.
Yeah.
And she's so afraid of not having control over him because that's what it to me relates to.
She is a repugnant person.
I despise her. I do too. I hate watching her. I think what's happening, the psychological torture that goes on is hard to watch.
It's hard to watch.
Yeah.
And she, what happened to my notes? Where are you? She says a quote, it's only been a day and I'm trying so hard to make him happy. And I went, and she says, but he has this history of people of chatting with people in Egypt, and which he was apparently talking to women via his phone message.
Right.
We don't know in what regards.
Yeah.
But it's been a day. Like, she's given this guy
24 hours,
not even 24 hours to get used. And as Mahmoud says later, it's as if she wants me to be a U.S. citizen immediately.
And y'all, the difference here is that there are people who we watch, like take Angela, who says, you just go back to Nigeria where you came from, stay there. There is no difference between people who say, go back to your country, than someone in a nice clothing who looks with a bob. Nicole's the same. She's the same jingoistic, bigoted American in just a different costume.
I wrote on this. I mean, we've talked about her past trauma and, like, probably, oh, y'all don't pull over. police car. We're in D.C.
We don't know anything about her past.
We don't know anything, but I did. It was so. But something we do know in her past, because she keeps bringing it up, someone controlled her.
Yeah.
Some man, or maybe her parents, someone controlled her in her past and limited her choices. Because she said specifically, like, I need my freedom of choices. I need, and I went, but you live in the U.S. So you have that. Why are you with someone?
Exactly.
Who doesn't want that? And the only thing I can think of, I think she was with a controlling man.
And this is
who was probably very abusive to her. Enacting
revenge.
Verbally, probably physically abusive as well, because that happens to them again. And she, it is that level of, and I don't mean this as a blaming. I just mean this using the quote to help sissies, maybe they're going through it, of that insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results.
Yeah.
I think she's probably been with worse guys than Miss Mood.
Oh, 100%.
Who have controlled her more. And so now she thinks this is my time to be in control. And she's punishing. It was a different level. We've talked about, like,
for clarity, this is still bad.
But she wants to punish him for the sins of her past boyfriend.
Yes. And for what she thought was controlling when she went to Egypt. This is the revenge tour.
We talked about the Egypt thing, but I just want to add, I think there's an even deeper level of her past as well.
And y'all, when your relationship is built on this, both partners will suffer the entire time. And that's what's going to happen.
Because it makes no sense. She's like, I need to be with someone who supports all my choices and lets me live free. And I went, then don't be with a Muslim man who's a devout conservative Muslim from Egypt.
Yeah.
Why? That it literally is the same thing as me, like, dating a guy who's not out, who's not gay, and saying, I want them to live a gay lifestyle, and they're never going to do that.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I did that.
Oh, you're Nicole.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Well, this idea is there. And at one point, the amount of aggression she has to him is like, I got my eye on you.
Can I stop you? It's not aggression. It's hatred.
Yeah.
It's not aggression. It is hatred. Like,
I think you're totally right about her. She's taking everything that was done to her in previous relationships and saying, Miss Mood, you're my whipping boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's awful.
That's a great term. He is her whipping boy.
Oh. So again, she says this thing, what Ashley was talking about. She's like, I think you want a traditional Muslim who can just, like, wear a hijab, and I'm just going to have to be myself. I'm just me. And she's saying it like that's a beautiful thing. We should be ourselves. You can be yourself, but if you're with someone whose views are 180 degrees from that, you have to have some kind of compromise.
Mm-hmm.
Or why are you here?
I'm too fucking codependent, but it still makes me wonder. I feel like if you're unable and or unwilling to compromise, then love isn't there.
100%.
And so it makes me wonder.
She's got him in a cage.
And ironically, he's compromising more than she is.
Okay. He's like, you know, I was okay with you wearing short sleeves. And y'all, this doesn't seem like a lot for people. And he's like, I just think it's a lot to ask me to do in 2 days to become American.
Yeah.
And so she's very upset because he won't go out to dinner with them because she was showing her back. And she makes it about the clothes. As always, y'all, it's been about her clothes. And the clothes are only a symbol.
Mm-hmm.
Because she wants complete control what her kink is, because I'm convinced this is a kink. She wants to take someone's beliefs that are so sacred to them and make them throw them away for her. Mm-hmm. And that's dark.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I really believe.
Mm-hmm.
She's a repugnant person.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's got a lot of darkness in her. And not the good kind that I like.
That you like.
This is bad.
They meet up and she finds him. He's wandering around. She thought he took a lift. He went, no, bitch, I turned left.
I took a left. did you hear her say, you don't even know what a lift is?
Yeah, she did. So the next day, she again is saying, like, I was trying to make sure we had a good day. I just can't be that girl, that Muslim girl. And he said, look, I want you to cover your body. And I've changed, though, because I love you. And that's where she said that I need full control of my actions and behavior. And I went, you chose the wrong person.
Well, and you...
Because she said, let me just say her next line. She says, he can be religious as he wants, but let me make the decision. I went, but you don't understand. For him to be religious, as he wants, means he gets to have an opinion about your decision.
Exactly.
That's a part of his religion.
Yes.
It is not taken away if he continues
because
to be
because he cares
that,
about your salvation.
That is like telling someone who is Catholic that, well, you can be Catholic, but you can't take communion.
Yeah.
That is a sacrament and a fundamental part of that religion.
He cares about your spiritual health.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And if you are if you're not acting spiritually sound, mm-hmm. it's affecting him.
It would be like saying you can be Baptist, but you can't invite Brother Morgan to come over for dinner on a Sunday night after they give a sermon. Because I feel like everybody I know that was Baptist had the preacher over for dinner, which I thought was weird. We never had the father and I can't imagine having the I don't think Catholics have fathers in their house for dinner. Did you ever have somebody?
Maybe once we had a minister over, but it was because my father wanted something from him.
Wanted to sell him land or some shit like that. Yes.
Exactly. Y'all, with Father Poodle, there's always an ulterior motive.
So the next day, we wake up to tense music. Dun, 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 dun. And we find out she showed her back. He's upset. He's not going to this dinner. Yeah. And I thought
he's going to stay home and watch Drag Race.
Yes, he is. Oh, you know he loves Nymphia Wynn because she's like him.
He's a Wendy.
He's a Wendy.
He's a yellowhead.
He said, I wrote, she says, again, I want a husband who lets me be who I am and doesn't make decisions for me. And I wrote, then why did you marry a rhino and expect them to be an elephant?
It's
that far apart.
And I want to reiterate, the kink here is to consistently bring him, because he was too strict and he had a support system in Egypt. The kink here is to bring him where he has no support system, very much like Siki Sister Wives, like Traffic-y, they take Natalia.
It feels like a cult.
Yeah.
She's not, extract someone from all support.
And you make them feel like they have no outside, and then slowly you bend them to your will. And all of their ideals and principles go away. And you replace them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which we've seen before with men, with American men mm-hmm. Finding younger women and doing the same thing with them.
Yeah.
And Angela and Michael.
Mm-hmm.
So this is because of the way Nicole looks, people gave her, that's like the tell-all with Gabe and all that whole thing. She's like, I just feel so, and people say, I don't like the way he treated you, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, will you tell him that? Because it feels so good to be a victim and people defend me because I just want to ruin people's lives.
I'm not excusing this because it's inexcusable. I'm just talking about, like, as a therapist, you know, it's seeing dynamics and seeing the kind of, like, from it, not an anthropology, but just from a psychoanalytic why, because we know there's abuse, physical abuse in this relationship.
He was arrested for
domestic
violence.
Not that anything was deserved. I do not mean that. Nicole did not, no one deserves to be physically abused. Period, full stop. And I understand, though, I think you have to understand how someone got there, and we need to understand it, not to have sympathy or empathy for them, but to understand how does someone get there so that way we can see potential ways we could circumvent this in our own lives.
Yeah.
I feel like probably, sadly, and sickly, he hit her because that was the only control he had in America. His voice is taken away. His beliefs are taken away.
And we are not making apologies for this.
No, I just want us to look at, though, like, what... When someone, for him, his culture, where he comes from, and I'm not talking about Egyptian culture, I'm talking about his conservatism, and then he has anger issues we've seen on top of it. That was, if I was his therapist, I would look at, why did you do this? Why was it? And probably he was like, because that's the only way I could felt seen, validated. It's not right.
Yeah.
But you've got to understand so...
But you understand the progression.
We understand the progression because not all... Some abusers are people that are the perpetrators are, you know, write them off for life. They're always going to be that way. There are some... I know, I've counseled some of them that do recognize the psychological pattern that happened and go... Oh God, that was horrible. I never want to do that. And like the way an alcoholic is in recovery, they're in recovery from that and try to be better people. Yeah. That can't happen.
I also want to say what's been going on for the last 2 days and pretty much their whole relationship has been emotional abuse from her angle.
Yeah. I think it is very much and one could argue religious neglect.
Yep.
We wish them the best.
I hate them being gone.
I love them being on because I think it is.
It just makes me sick.
But it makes me sick. So we've got to take a break and then we're going to continue.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
love yourself, never be ashamed.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed, have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens!
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a perfect day, because we're having fun with the girls by the pool,
and
all the girls are over, especially the bisexual girl who's rubbing my leg.
On this perfect day.
And my estranged husband's coming later, who's a dark cloud.
I love that song.
Who is that?
That perfect day song?
Is that
nothing ever in my way.
That's not Hillary Duff, is it?
I don't remember. Is it from Princess Diaries?
That's so weird that you say that, because I was gonna say that the guy Callum looks like any prince in a Lifetime movie. Of like, he's the Prince of Rovinia.
Which
or
because he's hot, but he's not stupid. Like Rob is way hotter.
Yeah. But like, well, the Callum is hot in a Prince Lifetime movie way.
Yeah. And what Rob is so stupid is he doesn't realize Sophie's not into that at all.
No.
Sophie's got a little bit of poodle and Maddie in her. She likes the guy who looks a little different.
He's so insecure.
Whoa.
Yeah. So, but like Callum is like the prince in the Princess Dilemma 3, Escape to Mulbarg. and he's the rightful heir to the throne of Mulbarg.
This is true.
And they have to run around, and like someone puts a burlap sack on someone's head, and then they kiss.
This is in your sex life.
Yeah. Anyway, he's a perfect Disney prince, English boy.
Y'all, this segment starts out. Sophie is sitting around with Jasmine, Kai, her roommate.
Kai.
And Silvana.
Savannah.
I don't know.
Maybe it is Savannah. I don't, y'all, these barbecue friends.
Doesn't matter.
I'm not going to keep track
of them.
Dylan Patrick.
I know. Love the barbecue friends. Yo, it's Dylan Patrick, Bad TV, calling barbecue friends, and that is perfect. So she's with her barbecue friends, and so that's perfect.
And they are. They're barbecue friends.
They're talking about going dancing. Rob's coming to the pool party. She's like, I hope Rob is nice to everybody. You know, I just don't want you to think badly about him, even though I talk shit about him completely and all the time. We talked about how terrible he is. I hope you like him.
And Kay's like, people have to want to change.
I see that
pretty little face he puts on.
Yeah, but you see
here,
his dick.
Come closer to me, baby.
I think you just found Kay.
I did.
I think you just found Kay.
I guarantee you, Kay, after 3 woodchucks in any Austin bar, gets handsy with everyone.
She comes home. She's like, Sophie, have another drink. And then she puts on fucking Mississippi in the middle of a dry spell.
She doesn't know that song.
She doesn't
They're
know that
young.
Song. We'd invite Rebecca to our Atlanta show. Maybe she'll come this year.
I would love Rebecca
I'd
to come.
I'd love to see Rebecca and Zied.
So y'all, they're Callum, this does feel... It's possible that Callum could fly over here, but it does feel like production gave...
He wants to be on the
the show.
I know, but it does feel like production just gave Callum like 500,000 miles.
Maybe, but although I don't know if they'd pay for that, but I think he would do it just to be on.
I'm going to say this. Callum is definitely getting another episode.
1,000,000%.
He's not going all the way from England.
Callum's going to be on the tell-all, y'all.
Yes.
Cut to Callum's on 90 Day UK.
So anyway, Callum says, yeah, Callum has a new crush every month. And
he's dating people all the time.
Right.
So now
Rob walks in with his shirt open. Y'all,
well, it's a pool party.
But he's not going to get in the water. You know he's not.
No, he doesn't want to get his hair wet.
Exactly. So Rob's not even he needs his shirt to be open just so he's there.
I'm not mad at him for that. If I had that body, if you had that body.
Oh, yeah. I would wear clothes.
You wouldn't even wear a shirt.
I'm just saying I know what you're doing.
Because you've done it.
Fair. Anyway, y'all, he's pissed. He's like, well, this guy, Callum, is like just traveling from England to see my wife.
You know what? I want to stop you right there. We're going to jump into it. I think we should do, when he sits down and he's talking, Rob, Sophie, and Kai have a conversation.
Kay, why do you keep calling?
Sorry.
It is, by the way, does this help you? K-A-E.
Oh, I wrote K-A-I.
That's why.
That's why. K-A-E. Okay.
K-A-E.
K-A-E. K, like Kay LeVay.
God, I hate the spelling of that name.
LeVay. I hope there's a weird names on MILF Manor 2. Y'all, MILF Manor 2 is coming back. Get ready for a MILF Manor minute.
No one asked.
It's coming.
No one asked.
It's not April Fool's. It's real. So we're going to do a scene. I think you wanted me to play Kay, but I feel you found her.
Yeah,
so
I
think you're going to play Kay. I'll play Sophie. Who's playing Rob?
I'll play Callum.
Callum, okay.
And I'll play Rob, too.
Okay, you're going to play Rob, too. Okay. So you're going to play three characters.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, what? You're tell just me, swinging your tell leg.
Me
like,
tell me something
like
I can't do.
Like a sissy swinging on a swing and under a magnolia tree going, yeah, mama, I'll do three characters, mama.
I'll take all comers. I did five characters last single I've tell all. I'm ready.
All right.
I'm ready.
And action. Rob, this is Callum. Callum, this is Rob, this is...
Hello,
this is
it's
Kay, my friend.
It's so nice to meet you, Rob. Yeah. You know, I'm this guy. Yeah.
We're just friends.
I don't know why he's going to meet, and it's like, now I got to meet a guy best friend. We know what guy best friends are like.
I'm never
going to be your best friend. I've had exes in this past, and this guy, the guy she went with after me was always the guy best friend. But, you know, who knows? It's life. It just happens.
I know. I wasn't really those ladies. Was I?
Hey,
was
Rob.
I yeah. Oh, it's Kay.
Hey, Rob.
Kay,
what the hell's going on with y'all?
Don't talk about our Indigo Girls concert.
Is it just that, like, you're jealous and insecure? Because marriage is about compromise. I've been married 4 times, spiritually, not legally.
Don't look at the beautiful tits, Rob. Don't look.
Hello, it's I, Callum.
I'm here to go.
I've just flown in from Rovinia.
Oh, wow. Did you get a facial? Your skin looks extra glowy.
Thank you. Oh, my God. Remember that time in Portugal?
Oh, my God.
We skipped out on that bill. It was so lovely, and it was so hot. We took off all our clothes
all
and jumped
our clothes.
In.
We just sunbathing
and then we watched. And then we watched the sunset going up.
This is Kay. I would have watched the sunset with you.
You tried to last night.
Your hair is real pretty.
Thank you. It's not real.
Let me pull your wig back.
No, please don't.
Oh, don't touch her wig. Her wig is perfect the way it is. Rob, is it Rob? It's Callum here. Robert, can I call you Rob?
Yeah, my name's Rob. Okay.
Like my mum says, Rob the Knob. That's how I remember
it. Hey, don't say that.
Rob
the Knob. That's kind of a...
Let me hold your hand, Rob. Hold my hand. Oh, yeah, you will love me.
This is just like Portugal.
Oh, it's
oh, wait, God. You, remember when I took my shirt off and just showed my tits in Portugal?
Oh, you were so funny.
I was 14.
You were 14 with
we dated
with men who are at least 40.
Yeah, yes. Remember when we dated?
We were such good wingmen. Remember when we basically ran into those jewel thieves in Nashville?
Oh, yes,
and
yes.
And we trafficked jewels for them?
Yes, it was great. Suddenly become a Cary Grant movie, but sure.
And a 70-year-old man took you in for 2 weeks and... Sure. I didn't hear from you.
Sure, yes, yeah, I did know he was that same guy that was in Harry Potter later as a wizard. So, it happened. I think he's dead now. Well, Rob, what do you think of me and Caleb? What do you think?
You know, it's
friends,
fine.
Right? Just friends.
It's fine.
Why are you quiet?
Well, I have to say, the fact that he cheated on her and didn't really take her feelings into account, I think I need to know Rob better, Sophie. I think it's something I need to do. This guy doesn't seem like really a good guy for you. Have you told her about the time that we dated?
I didn't really mention it. I just kind of, you know.
What?
I didn't really.
This is Kay. What?
They're both big men. Big men. I don't want lesbian big men. In my defense, we were 13
Sophie,
years old.
Sophie, I'm really upset about this, to be honest. I don't know how you can talk about this.
Rob, we were just 13. We went on a picnic and held hands, and that was it. We didn't even smash. You have like your junior high boyfriend and girlfriend, and then you realize you're friends.
Sophie, I knew the kind of guys you've been with before, and Rob is... I don't know if he's good at... And this is me talking to the camera as Rob again. You know, I don't know what she's doing here. Every single time I find myself talking to you, Petey, the cameraman. But you're always going to be here with me. It's going to be me and you, Petey. So maybe we should get married. You know, me and you in the camera. She's got the devil inside her. The devil inside her. I will say, things just got interesting with the Prince of Rovinia arriving.
Is Callum gay?
It struck me.
Because he keeps saying person. He never says woman. And if Rob gets so upset, and then this is such a Sophie move to say, like, at the end of next episode, but Callum's gay, Rob. And Rob going, oh.
But they dated briefly, but they were each other's wingmen.
But that's
she does say he has a different girlfriend every week.
Oh, she said that part. It's hard to tell. Pink Ladies in Musical says,
Pink
gay
Ladies
or
the
European,
musical.
We don't know.
Legally Blonde.
What did I say?
Pink Ladies.
Same thing.
What the fuck?
They wear pink. Legally Blonde.
Jesus.
I just combine that with Grease.
And you combine it with Mean Girls. Something we wear Tuesdays
they
wear
pink. Did they make a Pink Ladies show? I think they did on CW.
It was, no, you're wrong. It was on some streamer.
But didn't they make a Pink Ladies show of all the Pink Ladies from Grease?
From Grease.
Y'all, Grease 1 happened. It was great. Grease 2 happened. It wasn't great. And then
people
afterward,
love Grease 2.
No, it wasn't great at the time, but then we realized later it was great. We don't need more Grease. Mm. It's done. There does not need to be a Grease 3.
I agree with you. They're all dead.
That's all I... That was a good job, Poodle.
Thank you.
You pretty much surmined just Rob's ridiculous jealousy, but I did enjoy. I had to sing it. My favorite part was that song. She's got the devil inside her.
It was a really weird... royalty-free song.
It was so out of place in the episode. It completely threw me. And it was like, is the music trying to paint Sophie as a villain? Because they played it as soon as we found out her and Callum dated, but she never told Rob. And the way Rob...
Do you think she should have told him? Especially if they were 16 and 17?
No. This is like a high school romance.
This is so stupid.
It's a stupid thing. But the way this... Y'all,
they never slept together. They never even like made out or anything.
This is... She said 15 years ago. She's 22?
No. They were like 16, 17. It wasn't 15 years ago.
Oh, maybe
they've known each other that
maybe
long.
Maybe she said when we were 15 and 16.
Yeah. They haven't...
So still, stupidly young.
Yeah, 7 or 8 years ago.
The fact that Rob takes this is a telltale sign of a narcissist.
Yeah.
She lied to me. He also says, it makes me feel like she doesn't,
a big deal out
she
of this.
Doesn't give a fuck to me. Y'all, a narcissist, listen to Dr. fucking Romani, I believe. A narcissist takes normal human mistakes and makes they weaponize them, it and make it all about them. This is a normal human victim. Mistake to be like, oh, I just didn't tell you we dated, and to blow it out of proportion and take it as an attack.
Yeah.
If you're with that person, get the fuck out of that relationship.
If you consistently feel shamed or scolded or bad about yourself in your relationship, that your significant other consistently makes you feel bad, or that you don't matter, or that you're always trying to make something up to them, there are signs that that person either is a narcissist or employs some type of narcissistic behavior.
Agreed.
Yeah. That's the telltale sign.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's a difference. What Rob does is it's different. It's still not great. But Emily telling Kobe how to put a napkin on his lap is not a narcissist. That's just being a bitch.
She's just a fucking nag.
When she said, I'm not a control freak, I went, oh, honey. You are someone who comments on the way someone puts a napkin on their lap is a control freak.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, were you done with them? I didn't mean to move on.
I think she got a ridiculously bad edit on their season. And I think that is true.
Season?
Yes.
Okay, I agree.
This, I still think she did a lot of what happened. And I think also that Kobe has just become used to a lot of it. I think by his friends pointing it out, there is going to be a little bit of... there's going to be some rocky stuff ahead for them.
It brought back remembering how we felt when we watched her dictate to him how to shovel horse shit.
Oh, remember that.
And that was fucking micromanaging 101. That's what she is. She's a micromanager.
Yeah.
And we don't know their lives, but Kobe doesn't seem like this guy who can't do anything for himself.
Yeah. Can I also say... the idea that she demanded a date night when they're there seeing his family.
She brought up, you went with your friends and hung out when we're here as a family. Yeah, you think they would have it. How long are they in Cameroon for? Not a month. I think they're there for maybe like
10 days.
2 weeks or something. So I feel like I would try to do all the family things you could.
It just feels like this is for her. Maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe she was
tired of being with the kids all day. It does suck. We had to stay at the hotel. I think it could be possible. Maybe he could have one day where he went and saw his friends. He got a haircut. And then the next day they could go do something with the family.
Because she says, I'm all about him doing things with his friends. That's great.
Is she?
But then when you guilt him for doing things with different...
Exactly.
But I don't know Cameroon. I don't know as...
Cameroon!
I don't know as like a... why they said, do they not feel comfortable going out by them? Because why can't he do a day with his friends? Can y'all not venture out as a family?
He has the car.
Oh, that part.
So, yeah.
That part.
That's what she said.
That part. That's true. And they probably, with their driving, don't feel safe.
Yeah.
I get that. That's fair. That's fair. What if they did something with his family? Kobe did something with his friends, and they like spent time, but maybe no one speaks English. I don't know. There's a lot of complexity.
No, they speak English.
Yeah, so.
It's not that. I think, y'all, here's the bottom line. Emily loves to complain.
She does.
And it's her favorite thing. It's her favorite pastime. But... at one point, he's asking about, or they're talking about his friends Valeri and Aloysius come in, and
I love the name Aloysius,
and they call him Lucius, I think, also.
Ooh, that's hot,
and
like Lucius Malfoy, like you. I always wanted him to like take me in a wizard den and fuck me. I read too much Harry Potter.
I didn't think you were into blondes.
Oh, but the guy who plays him in the movie is hot.
Sure, great.
You know that guy.
I don't know
him. Hey, Siri, who plays Lucius Malfoy in the Harry Potter movie? You know it. Yeah, Jason Isaacs.
Oh, he plays him.
Yes.
He is hot.
Big dick.
Definitely.
Definitely.
So they're talking about, yeah, women have to be submissive in Africa because the man is king. I'm like, and they're talking about, is she naggy? The thing here is, I don't know if they're saying this just because production initiated or because we need some drama, or this is a raggy, they're ragging him.
I think, I know it's different. I'm not putting all African cultures into, maybe yeah. I don't mean to. But when we think about Michael's friends, the
yes, what did Angela goofballs.
Call it? The goofballs. I do think there is like the, hey, this is not
don't
how
let
it's
the woman,
done.
Don't let the woman control you.
Because what they're not saying and what Michael's friends said too, they point at the woman saying she's a naggy bitch or whatever.
Yep.
But what they're actually saying, but they're not saying, is you're not a real man.
They are saying that. Yep.
And so I think that's why there's truth in it, because they keep saying that. Emily, however, she's going to feel like fucking shit when she watches this episode.
Yeah.
Because Kobe made me fucking goosh the way he stood up for his
wife.
He
did. And he said, look.
I love this man.
I feel like what we do and how our relationship is going to push our relationship to the next level. And it's good for her. I don't expect her. He's like, I don't expect her to change, but I do want her to make a good impression. And that's what I was thinking about. We're talking about Ashley and Manuel. I don't think Manuel wants Ashley to change. He just wants her to make a good impression on the family who they don't have to see all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when you visit your in-laws who you may visit once a year. You don't have to lead with, hey, I'm a witch.
Mm-hmm.
And Ashley did say, she's like, I don't go around people saying, hey, I'm Ashley, I'm a witch. You do!
You do. You do, Ashley.
So that's what I'm saying. It's not about not being you as an individual. It's about taking a moment and listening.
Yeah.
In the group of people you are in and knowing, how long do I have to? I guarantee you, you're listening now. You don't go into your mother-in-law's house as you. You go in as a person, and that's why you hate it for a while. And God forbid if your mother-in-law is a terrible person and she's in your life your whole time. I guarantee you, you become a different person, and that's why you hate being with her. And boundaries are good to set like that, but expecting your mother-in-law to cross the line while you're being you is never going to happen. Because yeah, mother-in-laws don't change.
You really need to not live in the same country as your mother-in-law.
100%.
It would not go well.
I agree. I wish that for everyone.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
And I know there are a lot of people out there who have really great in-laws.
Yeah.
Know how fortunate you are, because a lot of people don't.
It's true. I love that Kobe says, look, we're a partnership and we're in this together. Mm-hmm. And he was like, he kind of says to his friend, he's
guy.
Like, he is. He's so sweet. And he says, look, I appreciate your opinion and I appreciate you saying something, but I'm good. He even said, thank you, but I don't know why you're so concerned when I'm happy, you should be happy for me. And I was like, mic drop.
I think this is so interesting because we've rarely had someone there. I think they're trying to give them drama, but I don't think
he shut it down.
Much.
He shut it down immediately. And maybe, and I will say, maybe the second scene is, maybe there is some fraudacity of them playing this for the drama. I think there might be drama. I don't think I believe Emily and Kobe, I think they are rock solid and they really trust each other. Yeah, I think the fraudacity is, I don't think she cares. Emily, what I like about Emily,
she doesn't give a shit if they don't like her.
She's fucking smart. Kobe's smart too. She's like, you can talk all the shit. I know that you're committed to me.
Yeah.
We're good. But then she peppers it with, honey, fix your napkin. It's not correct.
I think it's going to hurt her ego if she finds out people don't like her.
Oh, but, yeah, possibly. I mean, that's just human.
Anyway, and she went, what a romantic date. So fun.
So fun. And Kobe's like, oh, I was defending you the whole time. Just wait till they roll the clip, Emily, and you're going to go,
ew. Boy, you know that first season was rough when she saw that edit.
Here's the deal, though. But people can change. And if you don't believe that, watch this segment of Dana and Gino and Jasmine.
Incredible. This was really, I got to say this.
Recording? Okay, we are.
We better be.
Just checking.
I would literally claw your face off and I would actually claw your face off and then I'd wear your face and then I'd take your stupid face and roll it up and throw it in the garbage.
That would really
upset and you would never have a face again.
That would upset my plastic surgeon.
I bet it would.
Dr. Jason Rustain.
You'd need a whole face, and then I would, and then he would have to give you a new face, and he and I would decide how you would look. That's what would happen in that order if we weren't recording.
Well, I'm glad we are.
Yeah, me too. Because I'd probably miss my flight ripping off your face.
You would miss my flight. Gino and Jasmine, sorry I waylaid you.
She is shipping some stuff to Panama after this big fight and meeting Michelle. And she's basically telling her that. And I love it that Michelle's become a good friend of her. That's Dana's girlfriend or wife. I'm not sure.
It's his wife.
Okay. And they're sending a care package to Jasmine's kids. And they're trying to get the dinosaur mask and all this stuff that kids love. All this shit like that to buy my niece and nephews that are very specific and they only like one fucking thing.
Yeah.
God forbid there's a model that's slightly different. Because my niece and nephews will tell me.
They will.
I don't like it that. That's not the one that I wanted.
What would you do?
I'd be happy to get it.
That's a lie.
I'd be happy to get it.
That's a bold-faced lie.
You know what?
You know
what I do?
Lie.
You know what I do? I'd be so afraid of my mother yelling at me being rude to someone like my aunt
so
or uncle.
So you never got a piano or Christmas gift and you didn't like it?
Yeah, but I wouldn't say it out loud.
You didn't as a child?
No, I wouldn't say it out loud.
Oh, okay.
Because I was worried about my mother saying, Jaybird, you better be grateful. Your Aunt Linda got that for you. My niece and nephew will just tell me.
Well, but I feel like they should tell you.
That my gift was wrong?
Yes, your family. They should be able to be themselves and say what they want. And if they do that to you, then when they get you a gift, you should be able to say, I don't want this.
Oh, that would kill them.
Do better.
You know what? I don't do that because that would hurt their feelings.
Well, then they learn. They learn that life gets real when you got a gunkle.
The thing is, they could just say blah, 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 and they could go exchange it.
Sometimes things happen. Yeah, I mean, you've got to, like my nephews, they're, but I guess it's gone of the generation. Nobody in the younger generation sends thank you notes anymore.
Yeah, it's gone.
It used to be like, I didn't get a thank you note.
Is this what the show is? Like talking about things that the younger generation doesn't do?
We need to move on. So Jasmine is sending gifts to her kids with Michelle. And I love that Michelle's, you know, Jasmine's like, Michelle's my one friend. And Jasmine tells Michelle about the K-1 process. And immediately Michelle, like any reasonable person says, you got to get a lawyer. I don't care. Yeah. Jasmine's like, Jess. And Michelle brings up, I think, something as we as gay men don't think about, but you can tell that Michelle and Dana are parents because you and I didn't even think about this. Michelle brings up, and Dana does later, the ages that her kids are and what happens in 2 years.
What
is
you're
a
missing
huge
in 2 years.
Amount. That's not 19 to 21.
Yeah. And what?
That broke my heart when they pointed that out.
It's also not real to Gino.
Because he doesn't have kids.
It's not real to him how long it is without kids. And I thought this was actually one of the, even though it wasn't as entertaining as we normally see with them, this was one of the more real and thought-provoking Gino and Jasmine segments we've had in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is talking about the actuality and the logic behind what's happening.
I think this is when Sharp and 90 Day is at its best.
Best work, yeah.
When it shows us people that are caricatures and we think
makes
they're just a joke, and then they humanize them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So later on, Michelle's like, I'm going to talk to Dana and Gino. They're going to get together and work on a car.
Yeah, Michelle's crying with Jasmine. She's like, we got to fix this for you. And Jasmine's like, I don't mean to bother you. Michelle says, and this was moving. Michelle says, you're my family now. I don't want you to leave. I want your children to be here.
This family's come a long way.
And so then Dana and Gino, they're, get your motor running. Head on the highway.
Looking for an adventure.
Born to be wild. I play that in the band. I play the tom-tom drums. In Mr. Hoffman's band. And then because I thought I was going to be able to play quads. And then the next year, he put me on bass drum.
Was that a demotion?
I don't know. He wanted me to play bells.
That's for the gays.
Thank you. I was like, I can't play bells. And I think I've told the story. Then I played the bass drum. Have I told the story about during the Christmas parade? I was doing... You know, our school song.
I don't know your school song.
And the bass drum part is just boom, boom, boom,
well, yeah.
Boom, boom, boom.
It's the bass drum.
Boom, 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 boom. That's it.
So I'm glad you can remember the bass drum part.
Uh-huh. So it's kind of easy to just kind of tune out.
You can't remember what we did yesterday.
So I was marching along and just going, I can stand up because we're in a hotel room. And the video, I was just like, boom, boom. Boom, 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 boom. And I was kind of, I was like, oh, look, there's Miss Jelona and Mr. Jelona. I love them in Oklahoma. Oh, my God. And I didn't realize the band had stopped. And I ran into all the other musicians in front of me. And like five people ended up dominoing and falling to the ground during the Christmas parade.
You moron.
Because of me. And then 10 minutes later, I was walking.
That's like the one thing you don't do.
There's another thing you don't do as a bass player. And I'll tell you what that is. Then 10
bass
minutes
drum
later.
Player.
A bass drum player. Thank you. We were walking along. And I was like, boom, 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 boom. And then I'm going, oh, look. Oh, there's Miss Key. I love it when she plays piano at our church. Boom, 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 boom. The bass drum handle just flies out of my hand. I don't have a good grip on it. And it just goes flying out to the crowd. And I just had to walk and act like I was playing the bass drum for like 5 minutes down Main Street in Ardmore. And then this guy named, what was his name?
Stunned!
What was his name? We called him Chippy. I don't know why they call him Chippy. Well, he had no teeth, but he came. He's like, I got your bass drum and you found it. And he gave me the bass drum and Chippy saved Christmas.
I think Christmas was probably done in Ardmore a long time ago. I
forgot all about that. I mean, just flew out of my hand.
I don't think activities that required concentration and dependability were really the best for you. I don't think percussion section would have been right for you because you had to count and wait times. I think you would have been better at an instrument where you had to play the whole time.
I don't know. I didn't have to play the bell, so that was just for faggots. Wasn't going to do that.
So you heard it here first, y'all.
So what did
bells are for faggots.
And what did I do? I quit band that year, and next year I went into choir.
Where the real faggots
where
live.
The real faggots.
I was an orchestra dork.
Oh,
so you know what?
I wish we would have had orchestra. I would have loved it. We couldn't afford those instruments.
Oh, but no, you rented them.
Oklahoma.
But you rented band instruments too.
People couldn't afford renting them. And then the school system there is so shitty and doesn't support the arts.
But you didn't have, people wouldn't rent instruments?
It's like now it's gone away. It's like that documentary, California is one of the few states in the country, in the union, that will help any student get an instrument. Gone are the days. Orchestras are dying.
I'm aware.
It's very sad.
The school districts I worked at in Texas were very wealthy.
That's only because, I don't know if you told me this or I knew this, but in the 70s, someone died who gave a huge grant to Texas, and that's why their choir and their music, and they said it cannot go to sports.
They won't let the Republicans in the legislature touch the money.
Yeah, because they all wanted to go to sports.
Yep.
Yeah, there you go. fucking Texas.
Thank you for that long digression about bass playing the bass drum.
Sorry.
They should have put blinders on you like a horse.
They should have.
So you couldn't see Miss Jelona or Miss Key.
I'm going to agree. How am I not going to see my friends and wave? Thank you.
And a muzzle.
I 1,000,000% agree with that. Should have had that. They should have given me a precursor to the pup mask.
Because honestly, the bass drum is kind of the most important percussion stuff going on. And without it, there's nothing else to do. Yeah,
I could have sped them up, slowed them down. They were all
Did you just hit it with your hand?
Yes. It didn't really. It just kind of went. Didn't really. Not even.
Please let's finish this.
Okay.
I'm begging you. I have to get on a plane. So Dana is basically just talking to Gino saying, can you just acknowledge that Jasmine's really hurt? And like.
Whoa.
And it took. This is the thing. It took his relative and explaining it in almost logical engineering ways.
Can we also add it took a male relative?
It took a male relative.
Because Gino.
Yes.
Because it was wonderful when he said that. And then he also said, and I don't know if Gino heard it. He said, because Gino said, well, she said I wasn't going to be a good dad.
Yeah.
And Dana said, this isn't about you.
Yeah.
This is about her kids.
Yeah.
You don't understand that.
And this was good, and I think, and Gino even said, I just don't know if she appreciates what I did.
And that's, again, what he said, not about you. Sometimes, you know, I have to tell Poodle this, because he's not as cheap as Gino, but you're pretty fucking cheap.
I'm frugal.
There's sometimes Poodle doesn't want to, I'll be like, oh, we need to call our attorney and draft of this paper. And he's like, can we do that ourselves? And I'm like, no, this is not something, y'all.
Immigration, I don't throw good money after bad.
Immigration, LASIK eye surgery, these are plastic surgery.
I could get that in a back alley.
These are things you don't scrimp on.
It's fine. So anyway, basically Dana says, you know, there are certain things you want to spend money on, like your wife's children.
Fair.
And then Michelle says she's going to go back to Panama. She's like, she said that before. And she's like, no, she's serious this time.
She's really going to go back.
And so, y'all, their next time they're looking at their wedding photos. And this was a great moment where they're like, oh, look at this. Look at, oh, there's the dog.
Jasmine?
She looked gorgeous.
She looked gorgeous. But she looks just so wrought with anxiety.
Oh yeah, the alopecia.
We see full on, y'all. She is losing clumps of her hair. She has bags under her eyes. This isn't funny.
She looked
anymore.
Old. She looked older.
This looks like someone who is just. I bet she looked like she lost weight.
Yeah.
This is someone who is fraught with anxiety right now.
This is real.
This is real.
Anyway, y'all. She gets upset and she says, "I need a moment to myself." Then she starts saying stuff like, I'm a failure. I want to go back to Panama. I want a divorce. I want to do everything. She's basically trying to wipe the slate clean because she's so ashamed.
It's when she said, I failed at everything. I failed at being a wife. I failed at being a mother. I failed at being a human, a daughter. Like, she just feels like a failure.
Yeah.
See, when Poodle and I have those feelings, we go get banged by the defensive line.
It's the only thing that takes the pain away.
Not the whole football team, because you're not a slut.
I'm not a whore.
You're not a whore. Bringing back a 4-year-old joke for our OG sissies. That's the show.
That's the show, y'all.
Y'all, that's the show. We got to go because I've got to go to my friend's soccer game and then hang out with Mary Payne and drink white wine. And Poodle's got to go try to fuck a pilot. Can you fuck a pilot, please?
I'm going to fuck a lobbyist at the airport.
No, a pilot.
The worst lobbying possible. What is that? Ammunition?
We want to thank y'all for this first.
Just hate fuck them.
I'm going to say I'm not going to be humble as we do in the South at all. I'm going to say we want to thank y'all for this very successful first little launch of our tour.
First leg of our tour.
We're very excited for the other dates. If you want to know what's happening in our tour, so many sissies have sent us videos and pictures. Go to our Instagram.
You can see what you're in for. I promise you, there are always costumes. There are always characters. There are usually wigs.
Yes. So go to our Instagram, possibly our TikToks. Our friends at Apple actually are helping us contact TikTok. So we think we might be able to. We're going to put good energy out. We think we can get back on the talk. But until then, go to our Instagram, our Facebook pages, and our X. You can follow all of our live information there. Be sure to buy tickets. We hope to have those remaining cities of Charlotte and Denver, Los Angeles, Phoenix.
Yeah, Atlanta.
Atlanta. We hope to have those dates
soon. Those ones that we said, yeah.
For our Boston sissies, we will be reading your shout-outs that I fucked up and that Poodle fucked up on the single life.
No, you did it.
No, you did it too. We're collaborating. You did it. We did it together.
Isn't it interesting when he does something right, well,
it's your fault because you didn't explain how to do it correctly.
You know what? This is why I do everything. This is why I do everything because I have to fucking explain it to you.
So Boston Sissies, you're going to get your shout outs on the single live show. Be sure to tune into that. We thank y'all so much. Go to realitygaze.com. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Also, for you Spotify people on Patreon, we are working that out. We found out we didn't even know there's like a whole Spotify login we're supposed to have. It's been more of a process. So,
learned a lot at Podcast Movement.
I think by May 1st, we will be on Spotify with Patreon.
Yay.
So that is coming. All right, everybody. We call these people Lonely Hearts because aren't we all just Lonely Hearts looking for love in all the wrong places? Poodle?
Yes, and if you're in New York or lives in New York and you really think or you work in New York and you maybe you work in New York but you live in New York and you've always wanted to new and work, you can call us.
It's real.